Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff help you with your small business. And we got my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We got also got our good friend Jim Cantarucci here. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Personal Brilliance, and among others. And Jim is helping us understand what does it look like when the leader is the calm in the eye of the storm, or not? Maybe, right, Jim? Maybe not the calm in the eye of the storm.
Exactly. Jim, there's two extremes, you know, that we're usually dealing with, and we're looking for something in the middle. I have a good example. I had one week where I met with two different leaders, and they were just such a stark contrast. It was very interesting. One is the CEO of a very large business, you know, in the billions. It's a big, big company. And we had a meeting set up. It was a 30-minute meeting, and let's get together and talk about the project. We sat down, kind of a clean desk kind of a situation. We talked about what was going on. We didn't really have an agenda. At about 29 minutes after the hour, we both naturally stood up without looking at our clock, went about our business. Very, very positive interaction. I felt that that leader was totally in control of what was going on. He was getting a status from me. We were able to get some things done. I also then met that same week with another leader who requested some time for me, wanted about 90 minutes from me. And the experience was so drastically different. You know, the meeting was scheduled by a request from their online scheduling tool, which I had to sign into and put my information
in
and select the time. Then he came back to me and said, "Wait, I can't possibly meet with you for 90 minutes. It needs to be 60 minutes," like it was my fault, right? And
right.
We went back and forth. We end up in a coffee shop. We missed each other. It was just a disaster. What I call that is the aura of busy. I bet you the first guy was much busier than the second guy, really. But
well,
the aura of busy is important.
The second guy was a bumblebee tethered to a string, right?
Right.
He was making he was flapping his wings a lot. He just wasn't getting anywhere.
Yeah. See, no matter how busy you really are, realize that everyone you come into contact with is just as busy as you. You have to think about how you're perceived, how that translates from a leadership standpoint, because there's a difference between a thoughtful leader and an overstimulated task rat. You know, there's a difference, and we have to be careful.
You're exactly right, and this is what gets me about some people is they think they're the only ones who are busy. But back to what I want to talk about, Jim, is not so much how they treat you and me as vendors, so to speak, as consultants. I want to talk about how that second example, how that guy must look to his own people.
Oh, absolutely, and that's the reason for bringing up the example. We can watch it from a laboratory perspective, but this happens all day long for everybody those leaders come into contact with. What perception occurs, and how does that direct the company? That's what's key. That's what we have to pay attention to. I think in our busyness, we forget about how this important piece of the puzzle impacts what happens under our roof as leaders.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. I have seen this example of the second guy you were talking about. I have seen how that manifests with the way his people, his frontline people, treat customers and vendors. And it's not pretty. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to have that that badge of courage that says I'm a crazy busy person because my boss is like that. And I treat my customers that way then. You know, and that's just not a good thing. Because what you want is that first leader that I described. I want to feel like I'm the only person that you're dealing with when I'm your customer, right? Even though I know reality says, there's 50 people you're dealing with today, I want to feel like the only one. That's a state of grace that that I will then reward with my business to you for the rest of my life. And not understanding that concept is very important. What we're doing behind the counter doesn't really matter. And you know, it's that duck under the water. Those legs are really moving, but it looks calm on the surface. That translates to our customers, to our vendors and suppliers as well.
And Jim, even in the second example where the person was so busy, but they didn't have their cornflakes together, even if they're surviving, even if they're able to get enough customers to survive, they're creating a casualty list among their employees, aren't they?
Absolutely, because I feel like I have to work at that pace. All of a sudden, my population of workers all look the same, and we look like a frantic, crazy place. When a true emergency does occur, we're burned out from being in emergency mode all the time. Now, some business is like that. It's like air traffic control. It's that way. But there's a calm underneath that allows us to survive that kind of scenario. My question for everybody listening is, what's it like at your shop, and how are you contributing to that atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
When we come back, Jim, can you give us some tips on how to transition from the second guy to the first guy?
Sure. Be happy to.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com, right?
Yep, exactly. MyPersonalBrilliance.com.
And the other one is?
EL Circle, like Emerging Leadership Circle. ELCircle.com.
ELCircle.com. Check that out too, folks. Quick break, Tin Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.